Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service, I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White, and right now I have with me Daryl Worley. Now, Daryl has started the Daryl Worley Foundation, and they've helped people throughout that foundation. And I wanted to talk to him. We're in Hackleburg, Alabama, and we were here for an effort for Bryce Raper. And Daryl Worley saw what was going on with Bryce and decided that he wanted to help. Daryl Worley, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Talk about the foundation and what your goal when you started that foundation was.
Well, years ago when we first started, I was kind of clueless. I just knew that because of the way I was brought up, the way we were raised, you know, our parents were big sticklers for, you know, don't forget where you come from. Give back to the place and the people that have given so much to you. That place down there to a lot of people might not mean much, but it's been my inspiration for years. So I spoke with my first management team, and I said, you know, guys, if you want to help me with this, I would like to start a foundation of some sort that I can work through to help my community, the really local area, but not just Hardin County and Savannah, Tennessee, but surrounding counties, West Tennessee, North Mississippi, North Alabama, the region, if you will, you know. And so in the beginning, we just did what we call grants. We gave money that we had raised to people who had fallen on really difficult times. You know, it could be any kind. Maybe your house burned down and you didn't have any kind of insurance to replace any of your. Maybe it was a horrible car accident or who knows what. Just I said, I've always wondered what would people do if they had just a horrible situation, no insurance, no money. Where would they turn? That's got to be the most incredibly empty feeling in the world to have the weight of the world on your shoulders and have no place to turn. I said, I want the Darrell Worley Foundation to be that place. And so we started off with the grants, and then they came to me and said, man, this is going amazing, and we're, you know, starting to get a little attention. What else can we do? I said, the next project was the Darrell Worley Cancer Treatment Center. And it has been such a huge blessing to our community. You know, at first it was difficult to get the state to give us a permit to even build it because they didn't think we were in a place where the population was great enough to have that kind of need. But I said, man, you don't understand. People are going to be coming from every direction because we just live out in this massive, you know, wilderness area. And I said, the towns are all small, but I said, there's people out there in the woods that are not going to get out and go to Memphis or go to Nashville to get cancer treatment. I said, and so some of them are sitting there dying. And I said, and so finally, you know, we got the deal going, and we built it. We do everything from chemo to radiation. And I mean, anything that anyone can administer anywhere in the world, they can do it right there. And we have the most amazing personnel. I mean, our nurses are like angels of mercy. And it's just, it's one of the best things that I could ever be a part of. So that was kind of in the middle of everything. And in the last few years, we have a wellness center there for men who are coming off of drugs and alcohol to get them back into mainstream life and get them employment. We're about to do the same kind of thing for the women. And I think the men will be moving out of the facility and moving the women in, and we're going to have a larger one for the men. We have several other things in the works. We just started our Veterans Fund, which is going to be a big deal. I've been doing work with veterans for 20 years, and we're getting ready to start doing some stuff locally and some stuff that won't be so local. So, and I mean, we just have a lot going on. I'm wanting to take our fundraising to the next level because we've accomplished some things that a lot of naysayers said we would never accomplish. And I think that we're going to start going out and soliciting some real money from some of these big corporate, you know, these corporate entities. They're going to give that money to somebody. It might as well be the Darrell Worley Foundation, because we're going to take it and we're going to do stuff like this tonight. We're going to help people like Todd and his son and his family get through this. You know, when the day comes when something like that happens to people, and I'm so blessed. I had a lot of tragic things happen in my life when I was a younger man, but you know, since my daughter was born, we've been so blessed. We're so fortunate, and I don't take that for granted. When I see someone, when that day has fallen on them and they've got that look on their face, like, you know, where do I turn? Where do I go next? We're just thankful that we can be just a little bit of light at the end of that tunnel and say, you know what, it's not over. It's things are going to change. Your life's getting ready to change drastically, but you can manage this, and we're going to help you. And so, you know, it's just a real blessing to be a part of something like that, and we take pride in it. Our little town, I mean, they jump up and down about the Darrell Worley Foundation, and you know, we try our best to help everybody that comes through there. I mean, you've got people that'll come down and you know, try to take advantage of a situation like that. And we've been through all that. We can't pay people's light bills, and we can't just do this and that. But when it's a true, realistic need, and there's people struggling and suffering, we're going to step in and see if we can't make a difference.
When you're out there singing tonight, and you're talking about Bryce and his potential, and what you see in this young man, and the possibilities with his life, and you see other young people surrounding him.
Beautiful.
That is amazing.
Oh, man.
And you're sharing a story of a young man that you have connected with and that you said, I'm going to walk with you. yes. through this process, and yes. we're going to be here for you.
We want to be the entity that steps into this situation and goes, you know what? Right now, this looks impossible, but it ain't. And you know, it's like I told Todd, I said, I've got some resources over here. It's just odd that our first project would be a young man who has exactly the same type of injury that Todd has. And so from the time we started the Darryl Worley Foundation until now, we've been helping him along the way. And just the other day, we okayed a check going to Gerald Christian because he's getting ready to start this speaking tour. And he needed some things, and we said, get them for him. Because, you know, we're kind of like his go-to support group. And he's like, I mean, what better thing could we say? Have you met Gerald? And this guy's brilliant. He worked his way through. You know, the first thing we got him was the chair. And the next thing you know, he was old enough to drive. We got him a van that he could use the chair in. And I mean, you know, I got so many people down home that are working on this constantly. And everybody comes up to me and gives me all the credit. I'm like, hang on a second. I said, it takes lots of people. And I said, I'm gone a lot. I'm on the road working, and I try to be at those board meetings when I can be, and we are involved in some really good stuff. But I could see some relief in his face and some relief in his eyes and in his heart. And when I went by to see Bryce the first time, when I first went in there, I could feel the heaviness. And why wouldn't there be? Life changes now when something like that happens. I just stopped at the bottom of the stairs and I said, God, I don't have any idea what I'm walking into. And I said, I don't know if I'm the right guy for this, but I said, I do know that you've got me here. You led me here. And I'm going to go up those stairs. I'm going to go up this elevator. And I'm going to go in and see this young man. And all I can do is ask you to give me the words. Talk through me. I don't know what to say. It was amazing the conversations that we all had and the things that we talked about, and it was just like it flowed so naturally, and that wasn't me. I'm here to tell you that was not me. So that for me is a confirmation that what my heart wanted all those years ago, we're doing the right thing. We're just going to continue to try to make a difference. It was so small for so long, and then it grew and grew and got a little bigger. Now it's just, we're teetering on the edge of doing something groundbreaking, and we want Bryce to be part of that movement, and we want to watch him grow and watch him flourish, and he will. I just know he will. I sense, you know, you can tell when a young man has been brought up right, and that was all intact when I walked in that room. And then when you get to know the parents and the people that are around him a little bit, see, I came over here tonight, I didn't know what to expect, but look at the crowd that turned out and the money y'all have raised. It's going to be fine. It's just uncertain times.
Speaking of people raising you right, I know that you probably give credit to some folks early on in your life that made a difference in your life and had an impact on you. Share somebody who really stands out for you that was a person that you say, you know, they were with me, they supported me as a young person, and you give them a lot of credit to where you are right now today.
There's so many of them. You know, my dad was a really, really, really hard worker, and he was gone a lot. We knew he was there for us, but our mother was one of those forces that was really strong in our lives, and we just lost her not even a year ago. It was in June of this past year. That's been very difficult because I guess in her absence, I've realized just how much I turned to her and how much of my strength and not being afraid to walk into situations like the one we're talking about here. That comes from my mom. She would wade right in the middle of a war to try to help someone. So I would never leave her out. But you know, I had guys around home that people didn't give a lot of credit to, people that loved music, that sang in bands, and I kind of followed them around, and you know, eventually I was working in bands with them, and turned out to be some incredible people. You know, a couple of them, Marvin Franks and Clifford Ballantyne, they've already passed on, but I learned so much from them and realized that, you know, you don't have to be some big PhD or even a college graduate to have skills. And those guys taught me some things about my trade and what I do that have been so valuable to me. Even when I started negotiating record contracts and things like that, I would hear those guys' voices and say, you know, always watch out for this, and they were sharp. So I had a bunch of mentors around there that I still love and miss a lot of those guys, because some of them have passed on, and those influences in your life are very, very important. And that's why I hope that, you know, being involved in things like this with the younger people really touches me, because my mom was always involved with the youth at our church, and I can just see it's like sowing seeds into the future. And so it's really good stuff, and we're just thankful to be a part of it. My mother was extremely talented in all kinds of different ways. She was a phenomenal athlete. Her basketball was her main sport, because back then that's really all there was.
Was she 6'7"?
No. But she was probably around 5'10", and that was tall. That was tall for a gal back then. So, and she just was full of life. But she was an amazing singer and an amazing dancer. But you know, she got out of high school. Her and Dad got married, and she started having kids right away. So she had three boys, and you know, I watched my mom struggle throughout our lives. I knew that sometimes she was probably thinking, "Man, I missed out on doing a lot of things," but honestly, you know, even in the end, she said, "My favorite thing about my whole life was you boys," and she put everything she had into us. And you know, she's the one that taught me and my brothers. There is nothing. It doesn't make any difference what county and state you're from. It doesn't matter how poor you grow up. It doesn't matter where you come from. What matters is how hard are you willing to work for what you want, for what you want to get out of life. And she said, you can accomplish. If you can dream it, you can do it. That's what my mama would always say to us. And I believed her. I just always believed her. Now, I had a lot of people telling me that ain't so. You can't do this. You can't do that. And when I look at those people, I think, this is not somebody that I want to pay any attention to, because this is a naysayer. This is someone who doesn't believe and who doesn't have a positive attitude. My mom was the opposite of that. And she put something in us. All of us have done what we wanted to do. She just said, you got to believe it. You got to work hard and be a dreamer. She said, don't be afraid to reach for the stars. And so, man, I'm so thankful for that. If my career was over today, I've already done way more than I ever dreamed that I'd get to do. And the travel and the all the things that I've seen and done and had a opportunity to be a part of, you know, like our support of the troops. That's been, for me, that's probably all those trips to the war zone, 14, 15 times to Afghanistan, same amount probably to Iraq, all over the world. We've been everywhere to entertain the troops, and that's a big deal. I give a lot of credit for all this stuff to my mother, because she just made me believe that if I could dream it, I could do it.
Right now, we're in Hackleburg, Alabama at a fundraiser for Bryce Raper. I'm talking to country music artist Daryl Worley. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about Bryce, and we're also going to talk about the Daryl Worley Foundation and how you can be a part of his special effort. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Is up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
I want to say, Daryl, I appreciate the work that you're doing. I appreciate the support of our military members. I appreciate your comments about first responders tonight during the concert. I appreciate your love of this family. The kid's laying there in the bed, and you get up in there with him and have the words to say.
Brother, I didn't have them. I told them, I said, it was a defining moment in my life, honestly. And I've been in a couple of those situations. We used to do some work with this Snowball Express. It's all about children who have lost their parents, the breadwinner in conflict. And it was that kind of thing. They took me to see this group one time, and then they just brought me in, and I didn't even know what was going on. And they said, someone's here to speak to y'all today, Mr. Darrell Worley. And I walked into this room full of these people, and I just hadn't found out what that thing was all about. And if you don't know God at that point, you better get to know him real quick, because I can't talk like that. Boy, when I was sitting there with Todd and them, it just was just pouring out, and I'm just going, where is this all coming from? And we were rocking, and I mean, and Bryce was right here. He was so focused, and I saw that, and I thought, well, this is an opportunity for me to maybe plant a seed or two that could help this young man move forward, and that's what he needed at the time. Man, they're doing so good. He looks so good. So tonight was a blessing for me because, you know, I haven't seen him in quite a while. And he rolled out there and I was like, look at him glowing. Scars almost gone on his face. I mean, you won't even be able to see that in a year. Yeah, when they're young like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want listeners right now to be able to help the Darrell Worley Foundation. I want them, if they're sitting there right now and thinking, I want to make a difference through your foundation, what can they do, Darrell?
It's Darrell Worley Foundation, and you can visit my website. There's tons of information there and links to the foundation. We've got so many different things going on right now. We're trying to establish our Veterans Fund and build that up. So, you know, anyone out there that has passion for that, the money doesn't have to come in earmarked, but we are hungry for donations because we're doing good work. I tell people all the time, I have no shame when it comes to begging for money, man, because If I was asking for money for myself when I've got enough to get by and have the things that I need, that's really all we care about, our family. We just want what we need. God tells us, you know, that's one of his promises, that if you're trying and you're doing what you need to do as one of my children, I'll take care of you. And he has proven himself faithful over and over again in our lives. But now we want to reach out to people that are going through really, really difficult things. And when we do, you know, we can see. I mean, it's a visible thing that we're doing God's work and we're making a difference in people's lives. There's just nothing better than that. I mean, it's a blessing that I can't put in words. And I'm so thankful that we have the foundation, that it's growing. And so, you know, anytime anyone out there is looking for a good organization to donate to or to try to help us in our work, man, we welcome it. And we're thankful for it. We're building an endowment fund that's going to be big for a little foundation like ours. And like I said, I'm getting ready to go after some of these big companies, and I'm going to say, look, you show me someone else that's doing this. I think in a period of the last 20 years, we've probably done over $2 million in grants to local people and people in the region. And the Cancer Treatment Center was a $3.5-4 million project. We paid it off in like 2 years. They said we'd never pay it off. Paid it off in a couple years. I mean, the community got involved because they saw the good work that we were doing. But I mean, that's what the foundation's all about, is pulling people together to make this happen. And people from all walks of life volunteer to help us, and every dime makes a difference. So we're thankful. Thankful to be getting this opportunity to talk to all your listeners. Man,
you have a friend in the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
And as we move forward, whatever you need to help get the word out,
yes, sir.
You got it.
Thank you.
My
brother.
Show airs out of Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, and
awesome.
Pulaski in that area.
Yeah.
WLX, I don't
where
know if you're
I went
familiar.
To school. I was school at Martin and Pulaski for 2 years.
When you have something that you need, then sure. I want to be able to share that.
God's been so good. I want to try my best not to just give back to my community, but to give back to him as well, obviously. And so
we only have so much time to do that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to end.
Well, what happens is, you know, with people like me, it took me so long to get it through my thick head that I needed to a little closer walk with thee, if you will. You know, I did the dance and stayed out there on the edge for quite a while. And, you know, my mom was really blessed and thankful to see me kind of coming back to the fold. And you know, I've got a child that's about to turn 12 years old, and it's just, I knew the time had come for me to take my walk with Jesus a little more serious and try to spread the goodwill that my parents instilled in me about the gospel and how really at the end of the day, that's what we're here for, is to win souls to Jesus. And you do that, like it's one of the first things that I asked Todd before I walked in there to talk to Bryce was, is he saved? Is he a Christian? Yes, he is. Boy, that made my day a whole lot easier, you know, because that young man is, you know, the fellow said it best from the stage tonight, and I kind of alluded to it myself. His life has been put on the fast track. He doesn't have any place else to go. You know, only thing he can do from here is he can really turn south and let it be just a really sad story, or he can go north and be a triumphant young man with an incredible story that changes people's lives. And I don't think he's got any quit in him. And so it's going to be a wonderful thing. There's always going to be times when him, the family, and the friends are going to go, whew, man, what this young fella's been through is tough. Yeah, it is tough, but it doesn't mean that there's not light at the end of the tunnel. And he'll find that, and he'll continue to have a good walk. And I think it's going to be really fun to watch and see what he does in people's lives.
We'll watch together.
All right, man.
Darryl Worley, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. It's been great. Thank you for coming to Hackleburg, Alabama, for the Raper family,
yes.
For Bryce, for all these people in the community, because I know they were excited to see you.
Well, I was excited to come down here.
You've been around a while in the music business,
yeah.
And it's always good, I'm guessing, to have people come up and let you know they appreciate your
Absolutely.
Music.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had a lot of that tonight, you know, and things like this. The music business is full of fairy tales and a lot of things that will just leave you cold. This kind of stuff right here is for real. And I tell people every day, you know, these songs and my accolades, they're going to all go away. People, if the Lord don't come back on the clouds, people in 20 years, everybody will go, who are you talking about? Well, they do it now. But that Darryl Worley Foundation, that's a whole nother thing. The work that we do, somebody's going to say that's worth carrying on when he's dead and gone, I guarantee you. Because we're doing too much to change people's lives, and somebody's going to step up and go, I want to carry that work on. And so that's what's going to matter. All this other stuff, you know, it was big and fun while it lasted. And I mean, and I still pay my bills. Yeah. We've got a good life. I work all I want to work, and I ain't going to win no CMA awards. I didn't win any of the ones I was nominated for, but it's just that stuff doesn't really matter to me anymore. And it can only cause you. If you get too caught up in it, it'll bring about some destruction, because it's all about me, me, me. And if you're doing what God put you here to do, it's all about those other people and what you can do to help them.
So. Exactly. Thank you, Darrell Worley. Thank you, sir, for joining us here today. Folks, hope you're encouraged by this and inspired. If you want to be a part of the Darrell Worley Foundation, I want to encourage you to do that, to help the Raper family, to help Bryce. Find where you fit. Find your purpose in this life, and you find somebody to make a difference. And maybe it's something that you've heard in this. Maybe it's somebody that you know that needs help. You make a difference in their life. Thank you so much.
When we come back, we're going to have the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And on that segment, someone who came to visit me in the hospital when I was 12 years old, almost three decades ago, was Danny Johnson. And I'm going to be recognizing Danny Johnson during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. This is Mark White from The Mark White Show, and I want you to partner with me. If your business or organization would like to be a sponsor of The Mark White Show, send me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. If you would like to be an individual sponsor of The Mark White Show, go to patreon.com/themarkwhiteshow. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Partner with The Mark White Show today, and let's make a difference in our communities together. We're pleased to announce that the 5th Annual Casting and Catching Tournament will be taking place April 25th, 2020 at Goose Pond Colony Resort at Lake Gunnersville. To date, over $500,000 has been raised from casting and catching to the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center of Alabama. The Mark White Show is a proud sponsor of this year's Casting and Catching Tournament, and I hope you'll make the decision to be a part of this special effort as well. If you would like to register, you can go to castingandcatching.org. That's CastinCatching.org. You can also follow Casting and Catching on Facebook. Thank you for your support. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can
sing a rainbow.
Sing along with me.
listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And right now I have with me a very special guest who knew both of my grandparents back when they were in Hueytown. We worshiped together at Hueytown Church of Christ. Danny Johnson was also a pharmacist in town. And I had to do a career fair scrapbook. At the time, I chose to be a pharmacist. And I went to Weldon Pharmacy and I interviewed Danny. Danny was my very first interview. I was in the sixth grade and I was interviewing Danny Johnson at Weldon Pharmacy. We took pictures. We had a cassette tape with our interview on it. I won second place in that competition. And it wasn't because of Danny's looks, but I think it was because of the talent that was put into that interview. Even as a sixth grader, they knew there was something there.
Well, I had the face for radio.
Well, you know, and they say I have a voice for newspaper.
Yeah.
So that's what Nicholas likes to say, my nephew. The last interview I just finished up, Danny, was with Daryl Worley. Daryl Worley's country music singer, sang a lot of hits. What's interesting about the fact that I'm talking to you right now is Daryl Worley did a fundraiser last Saturday for a young man who was in a tragic accident, paralyzed. This young man, 16 years old, he's in a wheelchair. But Daryl found out about this young man from Hackleburg, Alabama, through his wife. He went to the hospital to visit with this young man after he had his accident. He was up in Vanderbilt at the hospital. And when I started thinking about the fact that I've wanted you on the show for a while, and here is Daryl Worley visiting this young man in the hospital, and of course, the strongest, most powerful memory I have of you is you coming to Medical Center East when I was in the seventh grade in the hospital.
Yeah.
And sneaking in Burger King sandwiches and double cheeseburgers.
Yeah,
one way or the other, I was going to get some good food.
They had you on a kind of a strict diet. It wasn't even normal hospital food. It was worse than that.
It was awful.
And so I risked your life to bring in double cheeseburger.
And they had a Morrison's
like
downstairs.
You were dying.
No. They had a Morrison's downstairs. And so all these wonderful things that I could have eaten, I couldn't. But, you know, probably $100 a meal with insurance the way it was. So it's probably better that you brought
them. I probably saved your life.
You did. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
That's a memory that I'll always cherish. And being laid up in a hospital prior to social media and before everybody could send out messages about an individual in the situation I was in, it was strictly cards.
Absolutely.
And it was visits. As a 12-year-old, I guess I was about 12 in the seventh grade, to have the people that came to visit me and to show that they were concerned stayed with me all the way to this point today. Yeah. Here in 2020.
Yeah.
I want people to understand the importance of doing those things for young people especially.
Yeah.
Because they carry it with them throughout their life. Why did you come to the hospital and visit a kid and bring him double cheeseburgers and croissant sandwiches, Danny Johnson?
Well, I guess part of that was my raising, but let me say first, I still carry that memory too, Mark. I remember it very vividly. I can remember what we talked about. I remember you asked me, was I still an Auburn fan? And then you had an Alabama cap there, and I tried to get it off of you, but I couldn't. You held on firmly to that Alabama cap.
I lost that cap in Spain, by the way, in Barcelona. My dad had given it to me.
No, yeah, I remember that. In fact, while you were in the hospital at that time, one of the things I remember is you were sick. You were really, really sick. It's a lot of prayer was going on for you. But anyway, my parents were always very giving, very caring people. That's just what you did. You know, you just took care of people. And as folks was in the hospital, my dad served an elder in church, and we just went to visit. And so it just came natural to us. And Marcia, dad, of course, was a preacher for years. And so we're still visiting, you know. But that's what you do. When people, sometimes a visit or a phone call lift spirits further, higher than you can ever, somebody else could ever lift them, if they know you and they know you care. You know, the old saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
This segment is really a dedication to people who do good deeds, who are difference makers, who make a difference. And I mentioned to Marcia before we got together that I also have a letter that you had sent me when you were in Birmingham. You sent me a letter before I started the University of Alabama, because mm-hmm. I walked on as a kicker, mm-hmm. and you talked about the importance of football was great, that's mm-hmm. fine, but what's most important?
Nobody likes sports any better than I do, but they don't count. I mean, in the long run, let me tell you this, if you'd kicked 6 winning field goals, 30 years later, nobody would remember it. You know,
that's just the way it is.
Character, service, first of all, to the Lord, and service to fellow man, that's what counts. And I promise you, that's what people remember more than any 20 strikeouts, more than making 33 pointers. You know, that's football. That's what people remember about you. I've never seen a tombstone yet that said he was a good basketball player. I mean, they may be out there, but I've just never seen one, you know.
And it's tough for a young person to realize what you're saying.
Oh, it is.
Because we do get so dedicated to our sport. We get so dedicated to our hobbies.
Yes.
And it's something that we have a passion for. We're driven by it. We love it. And for somebody to say, look, there's something more important than that. When you're in the middle of it, that's a really difficult thing to process.
I'm a passionate person. But you just have to know that that big passion, that original heartfelt passion, is your spiritual life. And it has to be. Or nothing else is going to work out right. I can assure you it's not going to work out right, you know. And you're right. Sometimes young people don't understand. But sometimes they get the picture, you know, by experience. And it takes a bad experience to do that. My dad used to say, son, sometimes life has to kick you right in the teeth before you get it. And there's a lot of truth to that. And I don't like being kicked in the teeth. But, you know, when we have a bad experience, we learn a lot sometimes. You learn from both good and bad experiences.
Something else that's interesting, of course, that career fair scrapbook I was telling about that I'd interviewed you, my first interview. I didn't end up becoming a pharmacist.
Yep.
But your sons did.
Yep, they both did. Yes, they did.
They fell in line there at Marble City Pharmacy down in Sylacauga, Alabama.
Sylacauga, Alabama, yeah. Yeah, you go southeast out of Birmingham, right down 280.
I think they're doing pretty good at it. They followed in your footsteps. What was the thing, Danny, that you loved about being a pharmacist the most?
I decided that's what I wanted to do in high school. And it was simply, I wanted to do something in the healthcare field. You know, I didn't know. And so, but I wanted to associate with people. Didn't want to be an administrator behind a desk or anything. I thought about that. But I decided on pharmacy, and I have loved every day of it. Marsha would tell you, I'd get up early and maybe leave at 6:30, and I giggled on the way out the door. I mean, I really had fun doing it. And if I hadn't come across the mind issues that I have now, I'd still be doing it, you know, a little bit. I'd slow down. But,
right.
But the boys are doing a great job, so I'm proud of them.
Since you are talking to me and carrying on and remembering these things from the past, you have a vivid recollection, as you said, of when I was in the hospital and you came to visit me. What are the challenges that you faced since diagnosis of dementia?
A little over 7 years ago, 2013, I was having some issues. I knew in the first real symptoms, well, I had trouble with numbers. And first real issues, though, I got lost twice in Auburn, Alabama, and I'd been down there 100 times. Now, I got lost in a car, driving a car. It scared me to death. In fact, I just stopped one time and cried. And secondly, it was recommended to me by my family practitioner. He's been great, too. I don't mind telling you, Dr. Kyle Hudgens at Grandy, and he's incredible. He's been spot on everything he's told me. He said, well, before we determine, actually, you need to go to the Sparks Neurological Center at UAB. He said, you can be up there all day, serious, serious testing, but I will be able to pretty much say exactly what's wrong. So went up there, and it was serious testing. In fact, it's kind of funny. You know, there's a lady who's going to administer the test, and I said, you have to have some kind of education to do this. She says, well, I'm working on my PhD. And I said, I never thought about that. That's how good these people are. You have to have at least a master's just to give the test. So they gave me all kinds, you name it, times, tests, you know, look at this. It was every test in the book. And I think I stayed up from about 9 to 5. It was a whole day deal, you know, and I took tests all day. They gave me a break for lunch. I'd have starved, you know. But anyway, and so 2 weeks later, he called me and said, make an appointment, come see me. I got it. Well, he knew what it was. And so he diagnosed me with progressive frontotemporal dementia and advancing Alzheimer's. And that's what I got. But I am extremely well blessed. And there have tons and tons of prayers been offered and they've worked. Most people who have been 7 years past, some aren't alive anymore.
Right.
And they're usually much worse. I had a cousin who just, you know, went really fast after he was diagnosed. And so, John Duke, and you well know it.
I was going to mention, because y'all used to have your nicknames, I believe, for each other.
Give us a big room and some asylum and make sure we got ESPN, and that's all we need.
Well, you know, one of the things I think about, Danny, is the fact that if somebody's told this is what's happening, you're losing your memory, that you start thinking about things that you would like to tell people.
Yes, you do.
And say to people.
Yes, you do.
Before that happens, because
you know that eventually
you're not going to be able to say those things to them.
That's right.
And they're going to be there. Danny, Mark, whoever has this is not going to be able to share in the way that we could have.
You're right.
What are some of the things that you wanted to share with people and tell them while you were still able to do it?
Well, I have called. I did this, I don't know, about 15, 16 years ago first, before I ever had this. I just thought it'd be good if I called numerous people that had a good influence on me, you know. And I did. I don't remember 10 or 12 of them. But then after this, I called or went to see a lot of them, you know, that had been a really good influence on me, had guided me. Because I had a great family, I had great support from family, you know. And my boys and their wives have been tremendous. The biggest problem I have right now, I'll sidetrack here, biggest problem I have right now is with my gait. When I go downstairs, I'm a threat to fall. I've fallen quite a few times, yeah. And anyway, of course, I do have the brain situation, but my gait is, see, and so, I mean, they protect me, you know, like I'm Humpty Dumpty gonna fall or something. I'm serious, they do. I mean, one will be on one side, one else. So
I'm not surprised. I knew both the girls before they had the Johnson name, Abby and Holly both.
My daughters-in-laws and my sons are great about that, you know. I got to tell you one good story, though. The first time I fell really bad, I've fallen three times at Jared's house, only down his stairs. You know, he lives in Auburn. It was the day of the Auburn-Alabama game down there. They have, I think it's 11 steps down this way and then a platform, and then 11 more steps down this way. I slipped on the top step, and I went all the way to the bottom, head first down those last steps, and Jared was down. He did have his hands down, so my head wouldn't hit. And so he tells everybody, I just saved Dad's life. I saved his life.
Just like you bringing me a double cheeseburger
from
Burger King.
But you know what?
Got it.
He said, Dad, we got to get you to the emergency room. I said, I'm going to the football game, and I went to the football game.
Wow.
I was okay. I was bunged up for a while, you know, but that was the first time I said, yeah, something, we got to watch this.
Your ER was Jordan Hare.
And we won, so I was in good shape, you know. I mean, in fact, I didn't feel a pain for 3 weeks.
If that doesn't recover an Auburn guy,
right.
I don't know what will.
That's right. Now, if we'd lost,
if we'd lost,
I'd have been saying, I'm dying, you know.
Be like, Daddy, I told you, you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah,
the alternative medicine.
Right.
You were using alternative medicine.
That's what I'm called, yeah. I got to write that down, alternative medicine.
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, as a pharmacist, you could prescribe that and probably do pretty well.
You know, In talking about these type of diseases, and I hope people are listening today understand, I'd love to talk to any of them. You can give them a phone number. I'll talk to anybody about it. Family support is a must because you're not going to always make the right decisions. In fact, your decision-making ability, mine is not completely gone, but it's not good. It's not good. I mean, Marcia does all the finances. You know, I've done that all my life, but not even that. But I got enough sense to do that. And let me say this: men don't need to be stubborn if they've got this and say, "Oh, I'm still." You know, you need to let people help you who want to help you.
And that's the message that we need to understand before we get too far into it.
Oh yes,
and get it early on. Mm-hmm. There may be somebody listening right now that's had that diagnosis, and they're sitting there with pretty much their full mind intact, and they're listening to Danny Johnson, who's been diagnosed 7 years ago, and still sitting here, and you've got some great memories.
You're able
to thank the people who have surrounded you to support you during this time, and you know exactly who's been doing that. And when I'm sitting here talking to you right now, everything's great. And I know
What was your name again?
Well, I enjoy the fact that I've had the relationships that I've had. And I didn't really like the fact that we were leaving Athens in 1988, 89.
Sure.
And Granddaddy was leaving Jackson Drive to go to Birmingham. Mm-hmm. We ended up in Center Point. Mm-hmm. When you think about people like that I had the opportunity to meet that I otherwise wouldn't have met.
Yes.
Gene and Corinne Smythe.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a little girl in this room right now named Cora because of Corinne.
Yeah.
And to have those connections with people in Birmingham, wouldn't trade it for anything
now.
No, you wouldn't. At the time, you could have sent me right back to Athens, and I would have said I'd rather be there. But at Hueytown, the relationships that I've had, and thinking about when a kid's going to have surgery, you never want to have surgery. And as you said, it was staph infection. It was a major deal.
Mark, I'm telling you, I don't know if you actually at 12 ever grasped how bad it was. It was serious stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have gone.
And I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I took K-Flex, which I now give to dogs at the veterinarian. It was quite expensive at the time.
It was. When it first, well, it was one of those broad-spectrum antibiotics. And as I tell folks, K-Flex, it would kill animals at 30 paces just looking at them. You know?
It was a big pill.
It was. Yeah.
And I had a catheter. Grandmother had to do. And that's one of the things during this Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment that's so important. I had a grandmother who was not a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many things she had to do. I was home health for 6 months. And then she had to do that again for Granddaddy when he had cancer.
He sure did.
He was going
through
kidney dialysis, and she had to, once again, take care of him. She left us in 2018, but the value of a person like that is huge. Her influence, the powerful influence, and then again, the people who influenced me, like yourself, throughout the years, it just means so much to Mark White. what makes me me. Danny, once again, thank you so much for joining me here during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Very fitting that you're a part of this segment. Grandmother loved you and Marcia. My grandparents loved you very much. My granddad, I loved your parents, loved your family. And I'm so glad that you could join me here today.
I'm very glad to, Mark. Thank you for having us on. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
That was my friend Danny Johnson. Known him a long time. He visited me when I was in the hospital. I'm telling you, folks, I was 12 at the time. I'm 40 now. It's not something that I have forgotten. I've carried it with me, the people who cared about me and took time to come and see me when I was just a kid. And I want you listening to this program to think about ways that you can make a difference in a young person's life, a way that you can make a difference in anybody's life. Danny even suggested the fact that you write down names of people who have made a difference in your life. If they're alive, you can tell them. You can let them know that they did that, because a lot of people are sitting there wondering, what have they done with themselves? Is there any real purpose to their life? What have they, did they make a difference? Well, they did. We just have to let people know that they made a difference and let them understand that so that they can find joy in the fact that they did do something worthwhile with their life. When we come back, folks, we're going to have the Make a Difference Minute replay. And that's going to be our Make a Difference Minutes from this past week. There's some great ones. And I want you to listen. It's a way that you can find to make a difference yourself. And I hope that you'll listen to those and be encouraged and inspired and find a way that you can make a difference in the lives of others. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
We're pleased to announce that the 5th Annual Casting and Catching Tournament will be taking place April 25th, 2020 at Goose Pond Colony Resort at Lake Gunnersville. To date, over $500,000 has been raised from Casting and Catching to the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center of Alabama. The Mark White Show is a proud sponsor of this year's Casting and Catching Tournament, and I hope you'll make the decision to be a part of this special effort as well. If you would like to register, you can go to castingandcatching.org. That's CastinCatching.org. You can also follow Casting and Catching on Facebook. Thank you for your support. Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. Right now I'm in Florence, Alabama with First Sergeant Salsa LLC. I have with me Scott Weatherly. Scott, tell us about First Sergeant Salsa.
We're a nonprofit serving military families, veterans, and first responders. 60 to 75% of every dollar goes to help somebody. No one takes a profit, everyone's a volunteer. Right now we have everything from our gourmet salsa. We have a mild, medium, very hot, and a Carolina Reaper blend. We have soups. We have four different soups. We have barbecue seasonings. We have jellies. We have five different jellies that we keep on the shelf. We have our crackers, which are all spicy. And then, of course, we have our snack mix, which are brand new. We actually put it into a competition last year, the World Hot Sauce Competition, and won grand champion out of that. So we're pretty proud about that. All of our products are on our website at 1stsgtsalsa.com, or you can contact me at 256-314-4000 is my phone number.
Special thanks to First Sergeant Salsa, Scott Weatherly. Thank you so much for what you're doing with this nonprofit. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we have Nikki Bozeman with the Bradley and Nikki Bozeman Foundation.
Hey, this is Nikki Bozeman here. My husband and I are traveling the country to go to talk to schools about the dangers of childhood bullying and just really the effect. We grew up and we go through it, so we're able to relate to these kids. We're taking this nationwide. We've been to over 70 schools in Alabama and in Maryland, and we've had such a need across the United States that we just decided to hop in an RV and go to about 20 states, over 16,000 students. If you want to learn more about us, who we are, about our trip, our website is Brad, B-R-A-D, Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Bozeman, B-O-Z-E-M-A-N.com. And there you'll find everything you need to know about us. And just, we're looking for people to just share our message and get our word out there.
Thank you to Bradley and Nikki with the Bozeman Foundation. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Styles by Stephanie, located in Killen, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Rick Santorum.
Hi, I'm Rick Santorum. I'm a former United States Senator and candidate for president in a couple of elections, and was very proud to have won the state of Alabama in 2012. But I didn't win the election. One of the things I've learned from that and throughout my life is that even though I wasn't successful, I've seen an incredible amount of blessings from even my failures that I didn't see at the time. And I'm reminded of what Mother Teresa once said, God does not call on us to be successful. He calls on us to be faithful. So be faithful and let God worry about success.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located in Tuscumbia, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. Right now, I'm in Hackleburg, Alabama at Hackleburg High School, and we just finished a fundraiser for Bryce Raper. Over $13,000 was raised at this special event, and Bryce's dad, Todd, has a special message for those who helped make this event a huge success.
First of all, I'd just like to thank you for coming tonight and being a part of this, and I'd like to thank everybody that has pitched in and been a part of this, the Hackleburg High School for allowing us to have it here at the gym, and Kenny Hallmark for pretty much putting it all together, and Cheryl Stowe, Jessica Hyde, Philip Kelly, everybody at True Homes, everything that they've done. Daryl Worley, Dexter Roberts, Joseph Baldwin for coming in, just donating your time. We really appreciate that. I'm not just saying it by myself, but everybody in my family appreciates it. I'd just like, again, to say thank you for everybody. I know I'm leaving somebody out that's been a part of this, the build-up, start to finish, even the cleanup tonight. We just really appreciate everything you guys have done.
Even to the lady that was hollering about 25-cent hamburgers.
That's right. She wanted a dollar's worth.
We appreciate Todd Raper. Keep the Raper family in your prayers as Bryce continues to recover. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right,